This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya is in Washington to meet with U.S. government officials about the human rights situation in Belarus and the escalation of violence by the government of President Alexander Lukashenko. Tsikhanouskaya, who's been living in exile in Lithuania since fleeing Belarus last year, told VOA Sunday that she could not confirm whether she would meet with U.S. President Joe Biden on this visit. She told VOA that she is sure Belarus can be a success story. She called on the U.S. to put pressure on the Lukashenko regime and to support Belarusian civil society. She said Lukashenko's leadership is destroying everything in Belarus, including mass media and political protests. She called on the United States to work together with the European Union and with Britain to help Belarus. She said, when you are united, you are more powerful. Since the August 2020 Belarusian presidential elections, Tsikhanouskaya, the leading opposition candidate, was forced to flee to neighboring Lithuania, where she now lives with her children. Her husband, also a political activist, has been in prison for 14 months on charges of violating public order, inciting hatred, and plotting mass disturbance. He denies those charges. After he was jailed in May of last year, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya ran for the presidency in his place. Tens of thousands of vaccinated Muslim pilgrims are circling Islam's holiest site in Mecca for the start of the Hajj. They remain socially distanced on Sunday and wore masks as the coronavirus takes its toll on the pilgrimage for the second year in a row. The Hajj once drew some 2.5 million Muslims from around the globe. This year, just 60,000 people already residents of Saudi Arabia are being allowed to make the journey. From Washington, this is VOA News. Two South African soccer players have become the first athletes inside the Olympic Village to test positive for COVID-19, with the Tokyo Games opening on Friday. Organizers confirmed the positive tests on Sunday but didn't identify the athletes, other than to say they were not Japanese. The South African Football Association later confirmed there were three COVID-19 cases in its delegation, two players and a video analyst. Flash floods hit southern Germany on Sunday, killing at least one person, turning roads into rivers and adding to the flooding devastation that has claimed the lives of more than 180 people across Europe in recent days. A district of Bavaria bordering Austria became the latest region to be hit by record rainfall and floods. Sunday's death brought Germany's death toll to 157 in its worst natural disaster in nearly six decades. The European toll is now at 188. About 110 people have been killed in the worst-hit Ahrweiler district south of Cologne. The European floods began Wednesday and have hit Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Austria. Belgium will hold a national day of mourning on Tuesday. South Africa's leader went to Johannesburg's Soweto Township on Sunday to view badly damaged shopping centers where people were trampled to death in rioting sparked by the imprisonment of former President Jacob Zuma. At least 212 people have died in South Africa's unrest, many trampled to death. More than 2,500 people have been arrested for theft and vandalism. President Cyril Ramaphosa toured the Indafaya Mall in the Meadowlands part of Soweto, where at least 10 people died during looting. Thanking the community volunteers helping to clear up debris, Ramaphosa, speaking in the Zulu language, reiterated his pledge that those who plotted the rioting would be brought to justice. He spoke on the anniversary of the birth of Nelson Mandela, the country's first black president, whose election in 1994 marked the end of South Africa's brutal apartheid regime of white minority rule. To honor Mandela, many South Africans on Sunday did acts of community service. Deaths of doctors from COVID-19 in Indonesia rose sharply in the first half of July, according to the country's Doctors Association, as the Delta variant of the coronavirus fueled a surge in infections across the country. A total of 114 doctors died from July 1st to the 17th. It was the highest number reported for any period of similar length, and more than 20% of the 545 total doctor deaths from COVID-19 since the beginning of the pandemic. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.